97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin has long faced a shortage of oral health care professionals in rural areas. Wood County is among those facing a lack of care. Chair of the Wood County Board of Supervisors, Lance Plimmel, says the county, along with community partners, are working to address the shortage of dental and other care in the area.
This area has basically been considered a dental desert. And, you know, we just know that when that care occurs, it eliminates a lot of other problems, not only in youth, but adults with heart problems, other, you know, cardiac issues. So it's a big issue.
The county plans to address these issues by investing American Rescue Plan Act funds into a federally qualified health center. This project will cost roughly $20 million.
The Federally Qualified Health Center, in partnership with these other people, is going to be about a 24,000 square foot facility. It'll employ roughly 50 plus high paying professionals. And it's going to handle everything from primary care to substance abuse to behavioral issues. But maybe the most impacted community will be in dental care.
The location is still undecided, but it may be built near the YMCA Boys and Girls Club. Plimmel says Senator Van Orden and Senator Baldwin have been instrumental in helping this project move forward.
Let's face it, in Madison and Washington, we don't have that cooperation always. But we've had tremendous cooperation, both sides of the aisle here. Those two working in tandem to bring this to the area because it was ascertained to be one of the greatest needs.
Funds have been pledged by community partners, and the county has allocated American Rescue Plan Act funds. Plimmel says they're waiting for the federal funds to arrive before breaking ground, but they plan to begin the project before the end of 2026. Gas prices have dropped in every state in the nation over the past week, leading to a national average of $2.95. According to Gas Buddy officials, the national average has dropped to the lowest level we've seen over the past 4 years. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says more drivers are wearing seatbelts than ever before. The agency conducts surveys on seatbelt usage every year, with trained observers collecting data at 160 sites across the state. They say that about 94% of drivers are now wearing their seatbelts, the highest rate since the surveys began in 1987. According to DOT data, crashes involving drivers or passengers who were not wearing seatbelts last year led to 176 deaths and over 2,000 injuries. Wood County's Edgewater Haven Nursing Home may have a new project on the horizon. The county is considering turning one wing into assisted living. Wood County Board Chair Lance Plimmel says that while the beds may be needed in the future, it's not fiscally efficient now to be paying taxes on empty beds. Established in 1991, Wisconsin care centers were required to pay a nursing home bed assessment per licensed bed. Beginning in 2010, that tax included all beds, occupied or unoccupied. These funds were intended to support nursing homes with Medicaid rate increases.
That's going to be a cost. You know, we're probably between $2 or $3 million, but believe it or not, as that rolls out, that's much more cost effective and profitable than it is to have the nursing home beds that aren't used.
Plimmel says this project hasn't been approved yet. The county is looking at plans and cost estimates.
There's still a long way to go before we'd ever put shovels in the ground here, but I think we're moving that direction.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that 7-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickell.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether, you know, we create our own momentum and energy, And that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A little light snow today. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high right around 20 this afternoon. Tonight, could see a little snow lingering into this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low to 9 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 22 with a little more light snow Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.